In our life, there's times where we will carry regrets. Philippians 3:13. Brothers, do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do is forgetting what lies behind and staring forward to what lies ahead. The decisions we make in life are usually influenced by those around us. A person who has regret is unaware that others are making decisions for them until they feel trapped and alone, overtaken by the influence of others. I learned early in life not to be influenced by drugs or peer pressure, but failed to become aware of my surroundings. The root cause of jealousy, envy, and hate are disguised by push towards manipulation. Yes, manipulation is the key. Now, as an athlete, I surrounded myself with male figures, and I learned how not to trust them at an early age. The boys I hung around with, boys who would mislead girls. My early college years were years of partying and having fun. I was so full of energy and life. People called me Viva One instead of Vivian, as I was the life of the group and one of a kind. In my later years of college, I found myself detaching and committing myself to finishing school with a goal of starting a career. At Cal State LA University in Los Angeles, I found that sports could get you places. Now I was surrounded by individuals who were going somewhere in life, and I took a turn in my life and found myself influenced not to marry a man I loved. I dealt with regret for many years without others knowing I was hurting so bad. I made a decision to leave a man I loved to seek a man, Jesus, who died for my sin. I followed Jesus, and I did not experience his full presence until 13 years later. I went through all the steps and took classes. I raised my walk to a different level and even attended Bible college. I knew God had a purpose for my life, but somehow I was missing that inner feeling of acceptance. I was raised to cope with life and to be a person who would influence others rather than be influenced by others. In 2000, I was influenced to leave my fiancé. This was biggest regret of my life, and it cost me many years of pain. I convinced myself that if I did the right thing, I just kept telling myself that I had made the right decision. Convincing, but not fully convinced, when I felt more alone and empty as the years went on. At the age of 23, I entered a new relationship that took me back to my regret. The person I was with gave me comfort and eased my pain for some time. As a Christian, I lived a double life. It was difficult to open up and share, as I had doors opening through my skills and talents. Yet it's a person's character that keeps doors open. This was something I lacked out of fear. I feared that if I fully came out of who I was, then people would judge me as I had judged others. I left this relationship out of despair, not knowing who I was anymore or what I wanted in life. Then I came across a former high school classmate who looked deep within my eyes. When a person is overtaken by their emotions, they will make decisions from their emotions. And what I needed in life was confidence, yet I sought confidence in the wrong relationships. I began to look at leaders and watch them, study them, and competed with them. I became critical of others, not realizing I had converted my regret into a behavior that produced strife. I closed all doors to allowing anyone to see what was in my heart, and this was out of fear. I reached a point of total disappointment in those whom I had trusted and later judged myself for their shortcomings. I did not realize that I was behaving like a child, but by not allowing others to influence me, and I allowed fear to inflict my heart, mind, spirit, and soul. Things became worse when I learned the habit of moving on and changing relationships. Once a relationship began to grow difficult, I would leave. This allowed me to hurt others and in return gave me control so that others could not hurt me. I was a victim and learned how to hurt others with my words. And sweet and harmless, others never saw it coming. I felt like a thief. I was able to enter their lives, and once I had their attention and approval, I would leave. The fact that I was missed gave me a sense of value and worth that was unhealthy. Then I dated a man who had the same issues that were hidden like mine. As I entered this individual's world, I began to see myself in a different light. The chains of sins were broken. Now I claim the name Viva, for I'm alive in Christ and saved by His grace. It is a love that is unconditional, always giving. With Inside Out Fitness, you need to deal with issues of your heart. Resist the mind, become strong to resist temptation, accept love, let go of past mistakes, not let fear control you. Find contentment who God called you to be. Choose to do good and allow yourself to feel your feelings so resentment will not lead to regret as God takes control of your life. Just give every problem to God through prayer, confessing of your sins, and take up the cross of duty daily and stand firm by reading God's word. Memorize scripture and stand on His word above all things. Stand.